This
for
is
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. You're welcome to For a Better Life with me, Javed Akbari. Well, today in this episode we are going to discuss hope from differing angles. We will try to focus on the concept of hope from the perspective of the Quran and Ahadith or prophetic traditions. Obviously, in one of the previous episodes we did discuss about hope, and we said that hope is an essential element of the Islamic educational system, and hope is a great asset which many people seem to have lost in their daily lives, in their daily activities. There's no asset as more important as hope. Without hope, life seems to be meaningless, and without hope, man seems to come to a standstill. It's like energy without which one cannot move. So nowadays some people seem to have, lost hope. There's depression, there is stress. And for this reason, we are going to discuss this important concept, which has been stressed, which has been highlighted in the Holy Quran and also in the tafasir of the great scholars. Of course, we are going to focus, first of all, on the concept of hope from the perspective of the Quran. You know, there are some elements in the Quran which boosts, which strengthens hope, obviously, and there are clear references made to the concept of hope. The Quranic-based beliefs refer to cognitive approaches for increasing hope, for boosting hope. Of course, from the viewpoint of Islam, whose impact can be seen in the, in the augmentation of sincere and true hope. These cognitive approaches in the Quran, the impact of these approaches can be seen in the boosting and in the augmentation of sincere and true hope. You know, some of the Quran-based beliefs are, first of all, the belief in monotheism and its effect on the creation of hope. Believing in monotheism helps people remember God and His mercy all the time, instead of being puzzled over various factors in life or miserly, for example, hoping for them. Those who believe, their hearts calm down with invocation of God. You know, if you would like to know a relevant verse about belief in monotheism and how it can affect you and how it can give you hope, you can refer to verse 28 of chapter Ar-Ra'd, of course. Believing in prophecy and its effect on faith, obviously it does reinforce hope. Prophets and divine religions, they can further promise a prosperous future through hope, by granting faith, by promoting virtue and purification of soul and body and pious deeds, of course, especially when it comes to believing in the Prophet of Islam and his noble successors. We do believe that believing, generally speaking, in the prophets and believing in the Holy Prophet of Islam in particular, and also believing in the divine agents, gives people a calm assurance that by following these great models, these human models, we can seek true hope. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, and so on and so forth. You know, certainly you have in the Messenger of Allah. That the main point that I'm going to focus is لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو اللَّهَ. You know, certainly you have in the Messenger of Allah an excellent exemplar for him who hopes in Allah and the latter day and remembers Allah much.
changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand there crying. We thought we'd paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
The Holy Prophet of Islam is obviously the best model. He is an excellent exemplar for every human being and for Muslims particularly. And it is necessary for everyone who claims true hope to follow God's agents in order to end up in sincere aspiration. You know, if you love God, then follow me. You know, God loves you and will forgive your sins. You know, that's the Quran verse 31 of chapter Ali Imran. If you would like to see the verse for yourself, you can go to chapter Ali Imran, verse 31. Only this way will the hope for the future be a true hope, full of truth, by whose light that brings abstention from sins that cause penitence, people can feel safe. You know, we understand from the verse which was mentioned that, of course, if we believe in the Prophet and if we believe in divine agents, we actually calm down because we trust them. They are God's vicegerents on earth. And, of course, we believe in their messages and their promises and also in whatever they have brought for us. Because those teachings of the Prophet, which he has brought for us, assure us that whatever we do and whatever we obviously carry out in this life in compliance with God's command, we will be rewarded in the hereafter. Even if it is accompanied with some inconvenience, obviously it will lead to some kind of prosperity in the hereafter. Now, there's another concept that I'm going to focus on, and that is believing in the resurrection day and its effect on hope reinforcement. Of course, believing in the resurrection day has a tremendous impact on reinforcing hope in us. It increases hope. It boosts hope in us. Having faith in the resurrection day reassures people that life is not limited to this world, obviously, but continues after death into another life where they can realize many of their wishes. Of course, we as human beings, you know, as Muslims, as people who believe in the day of resurrection, should believe that there is an eternal abode and there is the place where we live perpetually, where we are going to be held responsible for our deeds. And if we are doing good deeds in this world, obviously we will be rewarded in the hereafter. We will be given rewards for whatever deeds we perform in this world. We will continue our discussion about hope in the following episode. Until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. So all I need. So all I need. All I need.
Love is all I need.